morning. The time is 9:13 a.m. We're here today, December 19, 2012, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the continuation of the formal hearing for OPA PA 10-004, Harbor Center Guam and Harbor Center Port Terminal versus Port Authority of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. And for the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is Rachel Field. Will appellant Harbor Center Guam please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Well, as Hearing Officer, is this thing on? Okay. As Hearing Officer, just for the record, neither Harbor Center nor their legal counsel or institutional rep is present today.
As well as the purchasing agency for the Port Authority of Guam. They're not present as well. Will interested party of APM terminals please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Elise Iriarte from Carl Smith Ball on behalf of APM terminals.
And interested party of Ports America and its legal counsel is not present as well.
Okay, pursuant to the notice of continuation of hearing, wherein the OPA took judicial notice of the proceedings in SB 209-10. In that writ hearing, we took judicial notice of the fact that the appellant Harbor Center, who was a petitioner in that hearing, failed to appear at the hearing on their writ, and in that case, the court had essentially granted Harbor Center's attorney's motion to withdraw and essentially dismiss that case for their failure to go forward. Likewise, in this case, pursuant to the notice of continuation of hearing, Harbor Center not being present. Actually, before I go there, could the OPA staff just state for the record what efforts, if any, were made to notify Harbor Center of this hearing?
Harbor Center was notified via email of this order, and I have not received a response from.
Okay, and likewise, Harbor Center had, for the record, also been notified through their counsel record in this matter, which was Cabinet Matanonia, who I believe maybe a week or so after that notice was sent out, stated that they were no longer representing Harbor Center in this matter as well. Pursuant to, before I go forward, are there any other final matters any of the parties wish to raise at this point?
None on behalf of APM.
Okay, so hence, for Harbor Center, had the burden of going forward with their hearing, despite being duly notice of the continuation of the hearing, likewise being given notice of the resolution of all the three court cases which they filed, which have been resolved as of November 29, 2012. Harbor Center not being here, and they're having the burden of going forward. They are failing to go forward. This matter will be hereby dismissed with prejudice, order to follow. And we are off the record at 9:19 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.